always the same, isn't it? We get over the talking and you just want to see the match, and I'm sure the players just want to get out there. Anthony, good morning.
That's good, TK.
It's a bit like that, isn't it? I think for the players, it's like preparation done. Let's just get it underway.
Yeah, it certainly is, lads. I think, you know, the last 10 days sort of have gone slowly in some regards, and I think everyone's ready for tonight's game. And obviously got a couple of younger guys playing, you know, their first game for Queensland, and a couple of guys playing their second game. So they're all very excited and, you know, we're keen to get out there and perform.
I guess your sessions have been a little bit different, Anthony, as you mentioned, blooding those new guys. Morgan in the centres, he's going to be there. You've got a new 5'8" in Cameron Munster. So the sessions were really important to you, weren't they? How did you rate them?
Yeah, listen, we've had a really good preparation. We've had an extra field session this week. Obviously, you know, we've got some guys new to the group. So we had a Thursday session this time, which we didn't have last camp. But, you know, that was well planned in advance. And you know, we've got through our sessions really well. Obviously, Billy had a bit of a hiccup on Sunday against the Broncos under-20s kids. But he trained about half a session last night, and he's pulled out really well this morning. And he's fit and ready to go tonight. So it's been a good prep, and we're ready to go.
Is he up now getting treatment on that ankle?
Billy's an ultimate professional. He's had the game ready on for the last couple of days, which is, it's a machine that costs a couple of grand. I think, you know, it's been a bit in the media about this particular machine over you know, the Origin series, you know. But, yeah, he's an ultimate professional. And obviously he, you know, is, you know, the beauty of the game ready, you can actually sleep with him and they, you know, turn on and off by themselves. So he's prepared well with all that sort of stuff, and he's in no doubt whatsoever for tonight, and he's fit and ready to roll.
Fantastic. And Jonathan Thurston, mate, how much of an influence will he have even though he's not out there?
Oh, you know, JT came into the camp on Saturday and we had a small presentation with JT on Sunday night because it was going to be quite emotional, you know. It's, you know, he's been an absolute superstar for Queensland and the game of rugby league. So, you know, we had a small presentation Sunday night just to, I suppose, allow the emotion to sort of, you know, subside before game day. So, you know, one of the things that JT spoke about was, you know, it's not about doing it for him or anything like that. It's just about, you know, doing our jobs individually and collectively as a group. So we sort of had that presentation early in the camp, and, you know, JT's been there to observe training. And, you know, obviously he's very experienced, so it's been great, you know, for Cameron Munster and Ben Hunt and those types of guys to have him as a mentor to lean on during the preparation.
With a couple of changes to your side, Anthony, I guess the, you know, even more weight goes back onto the shoulders of the likes of Cameron Smith and Cooper Cronk and Billy, but there's a sense of comfort for the young guys coming in to look to those guys.
Well, they're very experienced and they've been very successful over a long period of time. Yeah, their preparation doesn't change. And you know, I've worked with those guys you mentioned down in the Melbourne Storm for a number of seasons and obviously in the Origin the last couple of seasons. So I think it's been, you know, 6 seasons I've worked with them and they haven't changed. Their preparation is meticulous. You know, whether it's Billy taking notes in team meetings when you know, myself or Kevin up the front talking to, you know, being the last to leave the training pad, that hasn't changed. And it's you know, they're great role models for those younger players who come into the group. And I think, you know, the transition of players, you know, had to start because obviously we've had an ageing, I suppose, Origin team, you know, over the last couple of years. And it's been great that, you know, the transition started with guys like Cooper and Smithy and JT and Billy, you know, around this series, all, you know, albeit only one game for JT. But, yeah, they've been an important part of our preparation, those senior players.
Anthony, have you seen a shift from New South Wales this year?
Oh, certainly. They've got a really talented side, Slats. I think they've been building over a number of years. And if you look at guys like Boyd Cordner and Josh Jackson and even Woods and those types of players, you know, Clemmer, they're all very similar age. They've all sort of come through at a very similar time. And you know, young Jakey Trbojevic has been outstanding for them off the bench in the first two games. So, you know, they've got a lot of youth. And I think, you know, we always talk about, you know, if you can't bring experience, the younger players have to bring energy and aggression. I think that's what you've seen from their forward pack. I think, TK, last time I was on before Origin 2, we spoke about, you know, how New South Wales are going to play us. There's no secret. You know, they're going to come through the middle of us. Yeah. It's going to be Tedesco pushing through the middle of the field. And like I said before, game two, under fatigue, it's about us doing our jobs. And you know, we got one or two things wrong there in game two where we just slipped up for just that little bit, you know, that little tiny second. And Tedesco got us there through the middle and Loney got us on a short side. So, you know, we knew that's where they were coming. We just need to make sure that we're good enough to handle those threats under fatigue. And, you know, certainly see a lot of confidence from the Blues.
The Blues haven't had a session, Anthony, at Suncorp Stadium. You guys, what's the surface like? There was some concern about it after the, you know, with the recent traffic and the Manny Pacquiao Jeff Horn fight.
It was actually a little bit slippery yesterday, TK. Like, we trained there about 3:30 in the afternoon, but the massive big grandstand sort of covers the field there. So, you know, there was quite a bit of shade over the field. It was actually quite slippery, not too dissimilar to ANZ a couple of weeks ago. So, you know, it's in decent nick and all that sort of stuff. It was quite slippery, which is, you know, it's not normally as slippery as that ANZ service. But, it's you know, as you guys know, you're here in Queensland, it's a beautiful day here this morning, and you know, we expect a really good, you know, fast open field tonight, and you know, sort of can't wait to get out there.
What would be the final message, you think, to the players before they run out?
Well, we've had a really narrow focus throughout the three camps, and we need to make sure that our kick chase, you know, is a key. You know, Tedesco and you know, Morris and Ferguson are big threats on their kick returns and their plus one and plus two carries. So we need to be really good with our kick chase. And, you know, secondly, we need to make sure we try and create as many one-on-one tackles as we can. You know, and that, we do that by push support. So that's a real key area for us. And obviously, you know, we need to be really tight defensively. I think, you know, we need to make sure that our first contact is really good, and you know, we need to make sure we stick on the big guys like Woods and Fafita, who have got, you know, an offload in them, and you know, they've played a lot of you know, second phase play that sort of I suppose, you know, disconnected our offensive line at times in the first two games. So they're probably three, you know, really narrow points that we can be good with tonight.
Anthony, we thank you so much for your time this morning. You give us a terrific insight, and good luck tonight.
Good on you, TK. Thanks, lads. Cheers for having us, guys.